This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Round of information and conversation affecting the lives and the businesses of the American family farmer community. This hour is devoted to the family farmer, to food, and to family. The winnowing of all of the excitement I had as a child growing up on a farm with a family teaching me all about cows and how things grew and all that stuff. It seems to be waning. And I would like to put a stop to it as much as I can, or at least give people alternatives. And that's really what this program is about, ideas that come from people who have success stories to tell so that perhaps they can give you ideas that may help you become more successful, especially in light of the background of some of the things that are going on. You've heard me talking about the interim rules, the program for growing hemp and that sort of thing. There are people who are reading more information into it. Somebody criticized me last week because I said it was a disaster. It appears that there are some things in it that may be subject to interpretation, but still I'm looking, as are a lot of farmers who don't dairy anymore and they're not growing corn, they need another cash crop, and that's what hemp would be if people would get away from this foolish notion that it's marijuana. It's just the ignorance just bothers the living you-know-what out of me. So there is that. I was also reading, as I scanned around for some news that would be relevant, an overview of where our food comes from. There are a lot of connections to several places in the country where food transfers more than any place else. The two cities, where would you think that the biggest transfer of food comes? What cities in our country? One of them is Los Angeles. The other one is Chicago. These are the biggest food hubs. 17 million tons of food go through Los Angeles County every single year. 17 million tons of food. Now, what's happening, as you can imagine, is a lot of it's coming down from farm country, which is the northern part of the state, gets into Los Angeles, put on trucks and on trains and planes and stuff, and then flown or moved to other parts of the country. Los Angeles is a big hub for travel, so that makes this an easy place for food to travel. And then Chicago, with a mercantile exchange there, the interesting thing about when it's the commodities market, there, and the food also, the commodities are being priced there, but also the huge food transport business that is there is, and the third, by the way, is Niagara County in next to Erie County in New York. I found that pretty interesting, where the food supply chain changes hands. And single-handedly, it seems that one of the reasons that's the case, in Buffalo anyway, because it's close to several Walmart Walmart transport facilities that are in two places in New York. These are big terminals where the trucks come in and exchange products and then they go out to the stores. And apparently that's one of the reasons. There's a huge amount of food being sold. Let's not kid ourselves, by Walmart. Whether we think it's a good idea or it isn't, there's a huge amount of food being sold there. So this is fruits, vegetables, all kinds of stuff. The refrigerated trucks, more used now than refrigerated cars on railroad trains. It takes longer oftentimes for something to move by train than it does by truck. So there are more trucks that are carrying food. I guess that makes sense. It's easier for them to be distributed that way. So that's the story of where our food hubs are. There's a movement afoot. I also saw this week. I thought this news would be of interest to many of you, many of us who are having a problem finding land to use. Younger farmers are trying to find land to buy. They're trying to borrow money. They're trying to rent land. There's a story of a woman who wanted to be an organic farmer in Maine. She was trying to buy a farm up in Lake City. And there's an article that I saw in one of the farm papers about the things that she has gone through thus far to try to get a loan so she could buy. You know, the government says, oh, we have loans for this, that, and the other thing. Well, they may have them available, but it's very difficult. If many of you have ever tried to get loans from the government to buy land, in this circumstance, she was told by the bank and by the government agency that she has to rent most of the acres that she hopes to buy from the current farmer. And then she's got a boyfriend who's going in on it. He's got to sell his house. And, you know, she's got a full-time job. She's using that as security. Why the hell make it so difficult? You want people to stay in farming, then make it easy. We sure waste enough crop cash paying out these bums that got all the aid that didn't deserve any of it this year. Why not be using that money to help more and more young farmers get a hold of arable land, usable land? But it's really, if you go through the steps, you would find, any number of people have told me this, it's nearly impossible for a beginning farmer to buy land. You can rent it, yes, but then when the person renting it may pass and the family wants to sell the land, if you can't get a loan to buy it, then you're out of luck. And you spend all that time improving the land. Seems to me this is a disgrace, but it's part of the scenario that we're fussing with right now and having a hard time. I own my land, and I shouldn't say I own it all. I use about 800 acres of land around Middlesex and Worcester County in Massachusetts, and most of it, well, the stuff I own is pasture land for my cows, and then I rent a lot of land, or I just take care of people's lands. They don't pay me, and I don't pay them to get the hay off of it. But I wanted to use some of the land to grow hemp. That's not going to happen, at least in Massachusetts for a while, because now they're going to rely on the federal regulations, and I'm expecting in your state it's the same thing. I wish I could see a show of hands of people who are listening to this program right now. Put your hand up if you are no longer in dairying, you want to use that land to grow hemp, and you are extremely frustrated by the attitude of the government trying to control everything that we do. How is this helping agriculture? They just don't see it. They don't. They don't see it. They don't get it. All right, so those are a couple of stories, my observations about what's going on that you ought to know about. Up next, we're going to have a conversation with a person that is trying to continue his family's fishing tradition. We've spent a lot of time lately talking more about fishing because it's an important part of farming in America. I don't want to leave anybody out. 14 past the hour in the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with help for those of you who, as you go into the holiday season, have got a few extra pounds and you feel like you're fighting an uphill battle to be in shape through Christmas and New Year's. What with Thanksgiving around the corner, Halloween, maybe you're like most families, you're eating a little more candy than you should. Put on a pound or two, which you can't take off, and then Thanksgiving, you eat too much for two or three days, 4 days, put on 3 or 4 pounds. Christmas parties, put on a couple of more pounds, and you know the story. So let's see if we can help you help yourself to the choice, the healthiest choice for weight loss that ends up in you keeping the weight off. And that product that brings you to that point is Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is the most natural weight loss formula, matter of fact, it's the only one in America, that will guarantee you lose the weight and keep it off if you just stay on the program for 5 or 6 months. Not expensive at all. So let's work at your body's weight problem. Go to Calitren. I often do this. I put Calitren and collagen together. Calitren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Get the information that you have there. Maybe the most important thing is the testimonials from all the people that tell you the story of how this works and why it worked for them and how it can work for you. All right? Let's lose the weight. Do it safely, naturally with Calitren. Huge specials right now and free shipping. Use the DJV code when you go to Calitren.com to order the product. Stay on it for 6 months. You'll have lost the weight and you'll keep it off. Calitren.com, code DJV for free shipping and the special deal.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the reinvented Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body and allows maximum airflow. Sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During our fall savings event, enjoy up to $600 off Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Find a retailer today at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee receives a discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A lot of small businesses, small farmers, and the focus on what they do. That's what I'm trying to promote here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, now introducing you to Ryan Horwath, who is the fleet manager of Sitka Salmon Shares. This is a mouthful and a half. SitkaSalmonShares.com, the website. You are in Alaska, and thus the reference to the Kodiak fleet. The salmon is better from there than anywhere else in the world, is it not, Ryan?
Absolutely. Some of the best managed fisheries in the world, and they sort of set a precedence for how the rest of the nation handles fisheries management.
All right. What is a jig fisherman? I notice you're described as a jig fisherman. What's that?
So jigging is basically a hook on a line. We actually use about 10. And then we use machines. You can use fishing rods, too, on the East Coast. These guys are going out in small boats and just using a regular fishing pole with, two or three hooks and little rubber jigs on them, and they bounce them up and down. Sometimes you use bait. I don't want to give away any trade secrets here, but depending on what you're targeting, you know, they have different things they like to chase, and so it's just very, very simple, very non-invasive, non-destructive form of fishing.
All right. Now, if I'm reading my background information correctly, it would seem to me that you're setting up what would be called on the rest of the farms a CSA. You have shares that you sell in the catch for people back down here in the States. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's based off of the CSA model, and we just added an F because it's fisheries and fish instead of agriculture.
Right. So it's an FSA instead of a CSA. So you go up...
CSF.
CSF. Oh, okay. All right. CSF. I got it. CXF. Yes, yes, yes. The idea of bringing the fish down from Alaska to places all over the Midwest, that is something I want to sort of pursue with you, because this, you're supported in a rather unique way. And so we'll get to that as we give you more ideas. Ryan Horwath, Kodiak Fleet Manager of Sitka Salmon Shares, here on the American Family Farmer.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
It's in your arm with a focus on family farming, food, and things that we can do to make ourselves more valuable. Here's a great idea. I don't know that the average farmer can do this, although I think Ryan Horwath is with us from Sitka Salmon Shares, which is a CSF. The idea of having this perhaps tied into other markets, there are a lot of places, at least where I am here in New England, Ryan, that have fish now, and they have beef, they have pork, they have lamb. And they don't, the CSA doesn't grow. The CSA normally here, traditionally, is a vegetable producer, but they bring in these others. When I was selling raw milk on my dairy farm, I had several fisheries come in to sell their product with the CSA that people would get for the milk. So is that how this works? It doesn't have to be just a fish thing. It can be combined with others. I would think that'd give you a broader market, right?
Yeah, and that's how the CSF actually started. Is we were teaming up with other CSAs in the Midwest, and it became logistically a nightmare as we grew. So we decided to just deliver ourselves to people's doors. That's proven to be more effective and more consistent for our model. But we're definitely into partnerships. We're always, you know, doing events with farmers and on farms because we're facing the same battles, essentially.
Right. And the huge fishing cooperatives and the fishermen that are out there work for the huge fish, the Gortons and all these other characters that are overfishing. So I guess I'm interested, you talk about your model. How does it work? Do you, you know, I'm thinking about, it probably sounds silly, The Deadliest Catch, that TV show where the fish are captured and they're put in, you're laughing, put into ice. Right. Well, so tell us how it actually happens. What happens when you catch these fish?
So we don't quite fish like they do on that show. That's king crab fishing in the Bering Sea, which I've done. My uncle had fished up there since the 70s, and then it was sort of my dream to do what he did, so I did that as well. For a short time, but that is a great, and they explained that on the show a little bit. I've only seen a couple episodes, but they did talk about how at one time there was 250 boats harvesting this quota that the state had set, you know, for that species. And they, they've consolidated down to about 60 boats, and it's probably even less than that now. And that is under the rationalization program. The problem with that is that it leads to corporations coming in and purchasing the quota. And, like, I don't know if you've heard what's going on the East Coast there with, you know, a hedge fund trying to acquire the rights to catch fish and then lease them back to fishermen.
Oh, yeah.
So what we're trying to do is trying to keep it open for, you know, younger fishermen to get into the business. And by doing this direct from Alaska to consumers model, the CSF, we're able to do that instead of having this pressure to over-harvest the resource and then essentially ship it out of the country for cheap processing and only to have it re-imported. So we're trying to keep it in the U.S., trying to keep it within our...
So
our
go over that again. That may have confused somebody.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So we catch our fish in Alaska. We have our own plant, and then, like in Kodiak, we use a couple partner plants. And then we catch and process the fish up there. Then we ship it down to our Galesburg, Illinois warehouse where we distribute from there.
All over Illinois, all over the Midwest, all over the country.
We're doing all over the country right now.
You are.
And, yeah.
All right, I want to talk about how expansive that is and how you managed to do that and pull it off and make it successful as we continue here on Telling Success Stories to help people involved in every aspect of agriculture on the American Family Farmer.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
This report is sponsored by First Response.
I was pregnant with my second baby when the Hurricane Harvey hit. My 9-year-old daughter, my mom, and the rest of my family of 6 were forced to leave our home. It was devastating. I dreamed of bringing my baby home to a warm, safe place, tend to habitat for humanity. We were able to afford a home for my family to grow. This Thanksgiving, we're proud to pay it forward with First Response, as they partner with Habitat to build a safe and affordable home for another family in need.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. Owning a home makes Americans happier by giving them the power to build personal wealth and make valuable memories, according to the latest Homebuyer Insights report from Bank of America. In fact, 83% wouldn't go back to renting. Furthermore, the majority of homeowners believe that buying a home is the best decision they've ever made, and 79% believe becoming a homeowner has made them a better person. Helani Kerr, Retail Sales Executive for Consumer Lending at Bank of America.
The latest Homebuyer Insights report reinforces what we always knew. Owning a home allows us to build wealth, create memories, and it just makes people happy. Most homeowners credit that happiness to the emotional attachment they have to their home. Interestingly, they're also significantly more satisfied with their financial well-being than non-homeowners. It's no wonder Americans agree homeownership is the path towards a happier, more financially stable life.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The impeachment inquiry of President Trump moves forward next week with its first public hearings.
We will begin our open hearings in the impeachment inquiry next week.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says 3 key witnesses will take part.
Beginning with the testimony of Ambassador Taylor and Ambassador Kent on Wednesday, and we will have Ambassador Yovanovitch testify on Friday.
President Trump held a rally in Louisiana, and he once again spoke of the upcoming 2020 presidential campaign, this time targeting Senator Elizabeth Warren and her ancestry.
Pocahontas is starting to emerge from the ashes. I thought she was gone. We hit her very hard 6 months ago. I give her credit. She's emerging from the ashes. Not a nice person. 1,024th Indian blood. I have more than she does, and I have none.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The American Family Farmer, a weekly presentation of my production company and the folks around the country and around the world that are competing successfully in the age of big ag and pushing the little guys around. They have no qualms. They have no... just one of the things that Ryan Horowath was telling us, he's from Sitka Salmon Shares, and they have a community-supported fishery, a CSF. Has a great story. We're telling that here. The hedge funds trying to buy up everything, including fishing rights. You know, anything where there's money, these guys are trying to buy it up. There's a podcast now that we have every week. We do on AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, a podcast of some of the important farm news. And one of the things that we talk about on the podcast that's most recently posted at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, the fewer and fewer cows that are milked every day, but production continuing to go up because of the way that business has run. It isn't a farm, it's a factory. We also meet Mark Castor, who's the founder of Organic Eye, on this podcast. He spent most of his life advocating for family farmers, working to ensure the integrity of the organic label, which has been bastardized by the government and big ag, as you can imagine. He made a shift to organic agriculture back in the 80s. He was sick. He changed his eating habits, a very organic diet, and he restored his health. And now he bought a 160-acre organically managed farm in southwestern Wisconsin, and his operation, Organic Eye, endeavors to leverage the experience of the management and staff of the farm to help others who want to be research-wise and otherwise true to the organic label. So this is a very interesting and important, it's a good conversation, it really is, educating you about things like erosion of the soil, foundational precepts of the organic movement, that kind of thing. So anyway, and then I talk about fake milk and the the question I ask, and I don't know if there's a good answer for it, how chocolate milk, most of the chocolate milk you see in the stores comes from Spain. You figure that out. You can try to figure it out. All of this for discussion purposes and to listen to the snapshot of our program on AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. I said Ryan Horwath is here. He's the field manager, the fleet manager for Sitka Salmon Shares, community-supported fishery, goes to Alaska. How much time did you say you spent a year up there fishing? And do you not need to be, or doesn't somebody have to be fishing all the time, or can you get enough of a catch to satisfy your needs in a few months, Ryan?
Well, there's a group of us. So there's about 25 fishermen in Sitka and a few in Kodiak that are harvesting all the shares for our members. And that's really how the model works is people sign up beforehand and then we know how much to go target and catch. I'm up there about 6 months and then I'm down here in western New York. I'm actually in Buffalo right now where we're doing, engaging the customers and telling them our story and getting them to sign up for shares.
Yeah. What's the biggest tool, the best tool, the most successful tool in your toolbox to get people to sign up, to get the members on board?
Our most successful and cheapest way to do it is farmers markets. And they've led us into a lot of local producer only markets because we are, essentially fighting the same fight as small family farmers. Even though we're coming from Alaska down to the Midwest and to Buffalo, for me in Buffalo, there's actually no other people doing this at all. So we're unique to these markets. They like our story. They like the fact that I actually go up there and catch some of the fish.
How do you gather? How do you get people to know? Is this word of mouth? Is it all social media? Again, the website is SitkaSalmonShares.com and LastManFishing.com. So is that where you get your market? Do you advertise? How do people, word of mouth? How do people know that you're doing what you're doing?
We started with just farmers markets and word of mouth, and the idea was to keep it small in the Midwest. Now we're getting into the social media space and having some success there. But really, I personally enjoy the farmers markets because we can talk to people one-on-one. I can tell them what we're doing, and there's nothing beats a face-to-face conversation.
Can people tell that the city folks that go to the farmers markets, can they really tell the difference in the salmon that you are selling them and procuring for them versus what they buy in a grocery store or a fish market or wherever else there may be people that want to buy good salmon?
Absolutely. So we have one of the highest retention rates in this space. And that just, I think, goes to show that there is a difference and people appreciate it. You can tell just by looking at it. There's no color at it, so it's not perfect. Sometimes you get a little something that looks imperfect, and that just speaks to the authenticity of the operation. And people appreciate that now. I think people are questioning why they're getting sick, and they're looking at all the options. And we all know that if you just go back to the basics, that could be something.
Well, that's what the American Family Farmer program is all about, going back to the basics. Some people accuse me of being an old curmudgeon because what I grew up around, what I learned, what I've carried forward in taking care of the animals that I have comes from what I grew up around. And that's passé, many people say now. You have to, as Sonny Perdue so ridiculously put it, you got to get big or you got to get out. And that's not the way that I think. I don't think it should be the way that anybody thinks because it doesn't get you good food. It just gets you cheap food. Americans don't like to pay for food anyway, and that brings me around to my next question. How do you price this stuff? How do you know Do you just go against the market that's in the supermarket, or do you have some concrete facts as to what it costs you to gather up the salmon and ship it down and distribute it?
Well, we know how much that costs. One of the things we do is we pay our fishermen more than the competitors, so that adds a significant cost to our bottom line. But we absorb that cost by explaining it to our customers, and they're, like I said, they're open to it. They understand, and as long as we stay true to our word, you know, I think that there's a little wiggle room in the pricing to absorb that. So we also look at we have some competitors that are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Or trying to. A lot of them are using different, cheaper fish from questionable sources. And, in fact, one of the big competitors we had just had an expose by the AP that exposed some fraud that they were doing, and they flat out lied about where they got some of their fish, and that wasn't good for them. So we're you know, not growing as fast as those guys because we're staying true to our word. And it is expensive. In fact, you know, we're having a hard time turning a profit. We're expanding, so that's good, and we're paying our fishermen well, and our employees are happy with us. But yeah, it's going to be it's a longer term project, and that's the thing. We're not trying to get in and get out like a lot of these other guys. We're trying.
So, how did you get financing to get started? How did you go to a bank? Did you have somebody?
No, actually, the story is a professor from Galesburg, Illinois, went up to Sitka, Alaska. And they were just fundraising for the Sitka Conservation Society. The response in the Midwest from that Alaskan fish was so great that they liked the idea of the CSA model, and that's when CSFs were just starting. We got funding mainly from people that wanted more fish in the Midwest.
Really? Huh.
And from the fishermen. So most of our fishermen are invested in the company. For me to sell Sitka salmon shares, my fish, I had to invest in the company.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main source of funding.
Yeah. All right, there's a film called Last Man Fishing. I want to find out more about that as we continue here. Ryan Horwath is with us from the Sitka Salmon Shares website, sitkasalmonshares.com. Here's something we're talking about, eating and the things that we eat and what's healthy and what isn't. All of us eat too much sugar. Sugar-based food, whether it be actual sugar or the corn syrup or whatever it is that gets put into a lot of things that we eat. You can look around and see how blood sugar is a problem with people. It just the obesity problem is huge, pardon the pun, in our country. So here's a way for you to deal with blood sugar issues and get them under control. It may be that you have sugar cravings, just like I do. Maybe you have become pre-diabetic. Maybe you have type 2 diabetes. There's a product now called Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. It cures, that's a good name for it, because it defends your body from the attack of the sugar. All of the ice cream and the cake and the pies and things, you'll clean out your body. You won't have to clean it out after you get on this. Very good for your heart. Let's see if we can all sort of form a compact. Go to Curalin.net if you have this problem, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net. For a limited time, you use the code DJV, get $20 off your first order at Curalin.net. So join the people who have found that there is a way, an easy way, a natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net. Enter the promo code DJV to solve the problem.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
I'm going on the website Sitka Salmon Shares right now, so I can encourage you to go there. The film Last Man Standing. Let's get Ryan Horowath, who's from Sitka Salmon Shares, to tell us what this film is all about.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. So it's Last Man Fishing is about the struggle of the small boat family fishermen in America today. And it's actually been filmed over 4 years. It just released this past fall. And it basically talks about what's going on the East Coast with small boat fishing families, what's going on in Alaska. And it really gives you a perspective on the struggles that we're facing.
I saw an article in one of the Milwaukee papers, and the headline is, "There's Nothing Fishy About Sitka Salmon Shares." That's pretty good. That's a good headline. I think a lot of the last man farming. I mean, you look at the numbers and the predictions from some of these gurus who suggest that in the next 20, 25 years, there'll only be 100,000 people in our country growing all the food. And I'm going to bet that the number of people doing what you're doing, these independent boats that go out of Gloucester here in Massachusetts or wherever they may be, they are becoming a rarity because the big companies are coming in and buying everything up. So will this be, though, different? We're going through a seafood revolution. People realize that fish don't come square. So they go to McDonald's and they get a square piece of fish. Where did that come from? And this is the same no matter where. That's not real fish, of course. But this seafood revolution, what's the root of that and how is it taking place?
So we're doing our best to give people another option. I mean, I think a lot of this ties into, you know, food security and options that are presented to folks. And so this is a way that I believe we can give someone an option to have, you know, good food and know what that tastes like. I grew up in Western New York, and I never liked fish because we didn't have the options.
It's crap. Of course it was. Awful. I'm looking here at some of the things. There are a lot of reviews that are on your website. Best fish I've ever been able to make at home, delivered to your door. This is the most amazing fresh fish you'll ever eat. A lot of reviews, a lot of help, a lot of information on how to do this if you think this is up your alley. Ryan Horowath from Sitka Salmon Shares here on the American Family Farmer. Thanks for the enlightenment, Ryan. Continued good luck.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Family Farmer here. I'm Doug Steffen with some observations. I'd like to spend a few minutes telling you what I think, what I believe. Kind of hard to believe that another growing season coming to a close here, at least in New England and in the Northeast, but the northern climes, if you will. There are a lot of challenges still with weather across the Midwest that is going to not be very helpful to producing a profitable crop. A lot of shortfalls. The weather is one thing. And you can't do anything about that. But government interference, the needs of the industry, trying to move forward, the smaller and smaller groups have along the National Farmers Union, and they have an annual meeting of New England members, and because there are fewer of us, fewer people go to the meetings every year, and I wonder what kind of impact. The National Farmers Union has a big impact, and it's pretty much all designed or aimed at helping the American family farmer. The Farm Bureau Federation is more tuned to the bigger ag enterprises, and so I belong to both of them. As a matter of fact, I'm going to a meeting tonight, a monthly meeting of our farm group. But I'm ostracized because I don't have the same beliefs everybody else does. But what I say to them is, don't you want to have a variety of beliefs? Don't you want to have people who have different ways of feeding into your information bucket so we don't all think the same? I don't think there's any success in all thinking the same. I don't think it works. I don't think it moves to the next level if everybody is on the same page, everybody agrees. I think that there are funding issues, pesticides that are an issue, and frankly, pesticide reviews, the influence of these big companies like Bayer and Dow and DuPont and Monsanto, and how they keep giving money to the members of the ag commissions and ag community, the representatives that are on committees get a lot of money from these, even on the county level and even on the state level. We all think about it when it comes to the national level, but I don't think people get it. I think all we want to do is grow our dairy, grow our produce, and sell it and make a profit and be able to stay on the farm. That's all we want to do. But everything's become so convoluted, so complicated, and it's hard to know where to turn for advice or help. You know, the old expression, I'm from the government and I'm here to help, that doesn't work well with a lot of farmers, even though there are a lot of programs that have been instituted to try supposedly to help the farmer, but they are so, there's so much red tape and so many requirements, like you're selling your soul to these people. And why? It's our government. We're paying for it. Why is it so difficult? I'd like to think that there is going to be a time when we'll be able to, I don't know, maybe I'm just dreaming. I love the old, remember the, was the theme to the range, the Lone Ranger, Return With Us Now, Those Thrilling Days of Yesteryear. Well, there are a lot of good things that happened, and they, you know, there are things because of modernization that have been helpful as well. But for a lot of, you know, I give the example every week of farmers who planted hemp, and the boom in using CBD has left a bitter taste in the mouth of those of us who wanted to grow, who wanted a profit, those of us who are dairy people, and they have a lot of land because they're not growing corn anymore because we can't sell our milk. And it's just, it's one issue, one regulation, one thing from the government after another. We can't do anything without the government, the government, the government, the government, the government. And it should be treated the same as corn. It's just a commodity. And there's no, you know, all these people are all worked up about how much THC is in it and is marijuana illegal. I mean, come on. This is 2019. It's time for us to get with what people are doing. Whether you like it, whether you use it. I don't use it. I don't like it. But I'm going to grow it because the way for me to make my farm, it's a survival tool. And yet these dying towns, I mean, you look around, there's a story floating around about a rural hospital that literally died because they don't have any support in the community because there's no money in the community because the community is basically an ag community. There's no money anyplace in agriculture anymore. There isn't. Unless you are working for a large co-op or a large hedge fund or a large concern that has put everything together so they can control the means of production and distribution. And that's what we don't have. If we're just milking, we send it to the processing plant. We don't know what they're going to do with the milk. We know we want to get paid for the milk that goes to the processing plant. But it's not that simple anymore. And people try to sell milk on their farm, and that's not simple anymore either. We keep our fingers crossed that the next year is going to be better for us than the last year. Check out our podcast, please, including the answer to the question, are you drinking fake milk? AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.